We are joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in Funny Car, Ron Capps. His Q2 pass of 3.879 seconds at 329.18 miles per hour took him to the top. Ron, can you talk about that last pass and the conditions out here in Norwalk this weekend?
Yeah, those are obviously great conditions, great track. And, you know, Tobler probably came back to the car more times than he ever has making adjustments. And Force was early in the session. We saw that 88 come up. So obviously conditions here are always good when and the sun goes down. He put the rear spoiler down. I mean, all kinds of things. He is a little bit outside of his box he normally does. And it was kind of neat to see that we were either going to go to the pole or smoke the tires, but he was going to try, and that's always fun. But he got out there a couple hundred feet and actually moved real hard to the right on me, and I thought it had a cylinder out for a second. Turned the steering wheel to the left, and it came back and just kept going. So I ran at the finish line thinking it was going to be an okay run, and they came on the radio and said it's 87. So big sigh of relief that it made it. But, you know, that was fun. That was a fun session to watch all the cars keep throwing down, and by the time you get up there, we started second. I think we weren't even in the top half by the time we ran.
Can you talk about being at the top of the ladder heading into qualifying tomorrow and still having two more runs to even try for Sunday?
Yeah, I think, not sure temperature-wise, but it will be a little overcast, some clouds. So you never know. It could cool off enough, and if sessions get delayed a little bit, especially Q4, we could see conditions get good enough that you could run a high 80 again. I hope not. I hope it gets sunny and it's 97 degrees out tomorrow. But you know, regardless of that, it's been a while since we've seen the number of cars in Top Fuel and Funny Car. That tells you a lot about this place. You know, I sent an email to Bill Bader just saying Wednesday, hey, is there anything we can do? You got fans that couldn't make it, fans that expected to see sportsmen, and just a lot of things that he was heartbroken over. You know, is there anything we can do? Sign autographs, whatever we can do to help alleviate some of that heartburn that he had. And so he did. He said yeah to a couple things. I know Forrest was running around doing all he could, and that's just what that guy brings out in you, Mr. Bader, the whole family. It's just so much fun. You come here and it's like you're at a county fair. I mean, it's crazy. You got the little town over there with the ice cream, and you see his whole family working everywhere you go. There's Baders everywhere, so it's a lot of fun. You know, and you just feel bad for them. And so it was nice to see a big crowd tonight.
Talk about the one of the earlier guys talked about the good and the bad of being in that last qualifying group. Obviously, you get the last opportunity, and the track cools as you go. But he says it's kind of disheartening sometimes watching your name get pushed down and down and down. You know, off on those earlier guys.
It is, because you hear Reinhardt say, "Hey, these two start off 1 and 2, and now they're whatever they 9th and 10th, yeah, 8 and 9." So then you start wondering, man, if we don't make it, all of a sudden we don't have lane choice first round Sunday. So there is a lot to be said. You want to be back there. Like I said, Tobler came back probably more than he has in a long time. And I think the fact that we were far enough back that he saw some really good cars go down the track, and either some didn't make it or they ran what they ran, and he saw what was capable of that lane. And like I said, we went 329. I almost went 330. And that's, if you know Ron Tobler's history, we don't always run big speed. But it was nice to see him making an attempt to really trim the car out. And that's what we did. And we hadn't done that in a long time. So that's another really cool thing. So I think he's going to file tonight away in one of those parts of his book. And as, hey, man, we tried a couple of these things and they work. And I hope that we can see that come to fruition down the road.
You always have success in these one-off paint schemes. Last time you were in this one, you won Seattle. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we've had so much fun with Napa, and especially Pennzoil and what they've done. And this is such a fun scheme. It's, you know, I've joked about it's like driving through a big blob of blue paint just splattering back. So, yeah, anytime you get a sponsor, a major sponsor like Pennzoil, that asks you to run a special car and they go through the making a fire suit, the whole thing, you obviously want to do well. And to debut that car, to win the race in Seattle was awesome. If we could do it again this weekend, it would be, you know, we got the head of Pennzoil here. So that'd be a great thing.